Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca here. Norm Borg asking the question, can a house divided survive? Talking about the many different groups that are saying it's time to get tough. Some want to sue the Ontario Liberal government, NOLG, over their decision to pull the slots at Racetrack's program. Meantime, there's Oriah trying to work out some kind of a negotiated agreement or further partnership in some form, if you will, with the government. It's starting to get a little crazy. We need some clarity. Sue Leslie, president of Oriah, is on the other end of our line. Sue, welcome. Let's get down to business right away. The Oriah Task Force. Originally, you hoped that Stan Sedinsky would have something to you by the end of June to endorse. Where's that at right now?
Well, we're getting really close, Norm. Strategically, to be honest with you, the task force and the board of Oriah decided that while we were in the midst of conversations with the OMAFRA panel, and while different associations and individuals in our, both in and outside of the horse racing and breeding industry were meeting with them, that it just made no sense for us to publicly come forward with a plan when, you remember when we originally set the June 30th deadline with the OMAFRA panel was not in place.
So they're not having negotiations with the government yet?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, but I would say we have not put a plan in front of the government yet.
Are we looking at abandoning the whole idea of a partnership with the government and looking more for the government to truly, this time, subsidize horse raising?
Well, we're not in favor of that. I mean, all options are being looked at, obviously, but we strongly believe that if we allow horse racing to be separated from the strategic gaming plan of the province, that horse racing will get ate up. You know, it's kind of like the small grocery store trying to compete with the Fortinos that just went in alongside of them. We don't see ourselves being successful in the long term if we're not part of the gaming strategy of Ontario.
When do you think you might be able to present something to the government?
I would like to think our absolute deadline now would be toward the end of July.
Okay.
I mean, whatever plan the task force ends up with the help of Stan, obviously has to go to the Board of Oriah for approval. So ultimately, it will be the Oriah Board that decides whether the plan is satisfactory to be presented to government. There's a series of steps, I guess, is what I'm trying to say before the final document got presented to government in a formal way.
Have to ask you, and this is a rather all-encompassing question because we're hearing it from Dennis Mills, for example, and Senator Bob Runciman, and we're hearing it from even OHAW. And basically, the message is, you know, it's time to take off the gloves. Have you been in contact first with either Mr. Mills or Mr. Runciman to discuss, you know, ways and means of perhaps turning up the heat at some point?
Well, we have, and, you know, believe me, Oriah is weighing all the different options of handling this. And I know on the surface, to many, they don't think Oriah has been aggressive enough. I believe that for the point we're at right now, we've been plenty aggressive. Maybe not as publicly as some would like. We do have, as I've mentioned many times, a handful of professional people that are advising Oriah. And as long as there's negotiation and an effort being made between the government and Oriah to try and solve this, that is the route that our board has decided to take. Now, that can change. That could change in a week, that could change in a month, that could change in 2 months. If we don't feel there's any type of progress being made, then obviously we have to become more aggressive. There's still time to do that, Norm. And, you know, you can't, we went to the government and it was a grueling, exhaustive process to try and get the government to agree that this whole situation needed to be looked at and reevaluated.
And the government agreed that it
and
had to be?
Finally, that happened with
That's great
the OMAFRA
news.
Panel.
Yeah.
Okay? That there was finally some acknowledgement that they couldn't just say the doors closed, goodbye, and we're walking away. And that was through the efforts of many, many people in the industry in addition to the Board of Oriah. So now to turn aggressive while we're in the midst of trying to make our case just doesn't make sense to us. So the time may come for that, and certainly I, believe me, my heart aches for the people that are being affected right now and that are sitting in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what's happening, not knowing if there's going to be an industry that's going to be worthwhile or not, what to do with their racing stock and breeding stock, what to do with their farms. It's just absolutely horrible. We have a government that's not moving quickly, and we don't have the means. I think what I'm trying to say is, if people think by going down to Queen's Park and protesting on the front lawn that that's going to move this government quicker, we don't believe it will.
I agree.
If there are those that want to go and do that, they certainly can go and do that, but it's not going to be under the umbrella of the Oriya Border Task Force is trying to negotiate on behalf of the industry with the government.
OHA, Mr. Runciman, Mr. Mills all seem to think that the Liberal government or the OLG Liberal decision can and should be reversed. Do you think it can? Do you agree that it? Well, obviously you agree that it should, but do you think it can be, realistically? Has there been enough headway being made that maybe there's that crack of light at the end of the tunnel?
This is what I believe, Norm. I believe there's a crack, there's an opening in the door to try to negotiate something that will leave horse racing lively, viable, vibrant, and healthy in Ontario. I do not believe that the government is going to say, oh, we're sorry, we made a mistake. All the racetracks are going to stay in existence with slots at a 10-10 partnership. I don't believe that that is there. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the other gentlemen are right. But the OLG are a long way down their path of their modernization plan. I've not heard anything from any one of the three parties that suggests that they're going to reverse that decision. But what I do believe is I do believe we have an opportunity to make the argument that we are, that we must be part of gaming in Ontario. Mm-hmm. We're a worthy partner, we're a proven partner, we do nothing but make the government money. So how could a newly structured industry look that allows not probably everyone that is in the game right now to continue on the same basis, but will allow the vast majority to continue in a way that makes sense to participate in the industry, that makes sense for breeders and for owners and for racetrack operators to run live racing.
I have to ask on behalf of those who would be saying, okay, how long before we stop waving the piece of paper in the air that says peace in our day? And I'm afraid I have to ask, is litigation, in your opinion, an option?
Well, we've sought legal opinion on litigation, and the problem with litigation is several. First and foremost, we believe that once we start litigation, there'll be no negotiation. So you start litigation, and that would take probably some months to even get organized with a legal firm. It'll cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, Norm, and the outcome, should we be lucky enough to win, and we certainly, from our legal advice, this isn't an easy case. So even at the end of the day, if you were to win, what would you win? And you're probably looking at 4 to 7 years before you win. So if we do something to cut off negotiations that results in a settlement 6 years from now, how is that going to help the industry today? Not that I'm not saying that lawsuits may not be a viable option, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
As a last resort, that may be. And then there's all kinds of decisions around that. What is the basis of the lawsuit? Who should participate in the lawsuit? Should there be one lawsuit done by Oriya, or should there be separate lawsuits, one for racetrack, one for horse owners, one for breeders? Is it going to be a collaborative coalition, or is it going to be every association going off and hiring their own lawyer?
Stop right there. I don't have my law degree yet, but I would think that approach would be crazy, and it just makes me scratch my head with respect to OHA's approach. It just seems like it's going to, they're setting us up for divide and conquer.
Well, again, I don't want to speak for them, and I don't know what legal advice they have had. I can tell you Oriya has had legal advice, I would not want to say in this conversation that a lawsuit will never happen or could never happen, but I am very, very strong in my belief, as is the Board of Oriya, that this is not the time for it and it's not going to be helpful to pursue it. But as I say, for people that are in doubt and are losing their savings and their income, their employment and all that today, how is it going to help them 6 or 7 years from now to get some type of small settlement from the government? And at the end of the day, when you divide it over all the participants that are in the industry, I mean, how significant can it be for anyone?
You know, you're in a tough spot because people are asking you to get aggressive, and then when you do, their eyes are raised. And I'll give you an example. Some people were surprised to hear that Oriya was asking for funds to support the PC candidate in the Kitchener-Waterloo by-election. You're really caught between a rock and a hard place. I'm not sure, you know, what more you can do to convince people that, hey, you know, Oriya is working on the case.
Well, it is very, very difficult, and because when you turn right, the people on the left say you shouldn't have done that. When you turn left, the people on the right say you shouldn't have done that. We don't do anything on the spur of the moment, Norm. We heavily consult. We have people that we think are reliable and experts in the field, which most of us are not. And, you know, I don't think that people really appreciate and understand what it costs to launch these campaigns. I mean, you know, we tried to explain when we asked for more donations for Oriya, and, you know, the question was, well, what have you done? You're doing nothing. I mean, we've done radio. We've done 300 billboards across the province. We've done numerous newspaper. We've done town hall meetings. We've done petitions. We've done flyers. And in separate locations, we've exhausted what we think is the our ability to involve media on a paid basis. It's very, very expensive.
And you're
an ad in the Toronto Star is $40,000.
Yeah, and you're dealing with, you know, with a membership that, you know, okay, you know, has got a right to be antsy and it's got a right to be worried. But like any other group of people, when it comes to politics, you can never please them all, and that's always a difficult thing. But you're doing it with a lot of aplomb and a lot of self-control. It would be easy to lash out and say things you'd regret.
Norm, believe me, there's many, many a day that not just I, but different board members at Oriya want to lash out. This is excruciatingly frustrating.
This is why people shouldn't have Twitter accounts. That's why I don't, because I tend to fly off the handle, and I might use that account for no good purpose in the end. But anyway, keep us posted, Sue. We will stay in touch, and we'll get updates from you.
Okay. Thank you, Norm. Thanks for covering, of course.
Sue Leslie of Oriya. Wouldn't want her job for anything. Let's give her a bit of a break, folks. They're doing hard work over there, and they are working in our best interest. This is frustrating for all of us, I know. Listen, if we don't visit before the end of the week, try and tune in on Sunday for the Dev Smith at Rideau. We would appreciate it. Bet Canadian. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.